Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready to roll, ready to roll here on this post-race edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Brian Nolan here for you with my man, Adam Cheek. And Adam, we had probably one of the best races of the entire season just a little bit ago at New Hampshire. I mean, it was fantastic. We'll get to what happened at the end in just a little bit. But let's start a little bit early because chaos erupted right away in this race. NASCAR threw the green flag. There was already mist in the area, and then rain set in relatively suddenly, which caused the leader, Kyle Busch, to crash from the top spot on lap 5. Teammates Martin Truex Jr. and Denny Hamlin riding in the top 5 comfortably also spun, and it was just a mess. So was this NASCAR's biggest officiating mistake of the season? And then what can they do so this doesn't happen again?
Well, part of me wants to lean that COTA was the biggest officiating blunder so far this year just because of the whole Truex almost flipping thing, the hard crashes. But, I mean, this was big. This is, what, 5 laps into the race. You know, drew comparisons from myself and to pretty much everyone else to the 2001 All-Star race where it was raining and everyone crashed on the first lap. And they're like, they were bringing out the backup cars and all this. But it was still just a really bad start to this race. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised if they had and honestly thought they might bring out the backup cars or something to that effect. It was a pretty terrible start for everyone just in terms of the conditions they were driving in. And it was just a delayed reaction on NASCAR's part. You know, you got cars crashing because of rain they probably shouldn't have thrown the yellow for. I think Denny Hamlin said, you know, they knew about it at least for 30 seconds before they actually did anything or more. So they definitely probably should have thrown the yellow earlier. And I would have been fine with them bringing out the backup cars for, you know, Kyle, Truex, and Denny. You know, you start the race under adverse conditions that no one wants to race in that are set upon you incredibly quickly. And then, boom, you got 3 cars that are wrecked and at least one that's out of the race, one whose race is ruined, and one who had to climb way back up. And Ross Chastain got damaged as well. So, it was definitely one of the most chaotic starts to a race I think I've ever seen.
Now, Adam, with those people's misfortunes at the start of the race, that led to a couple other drivers having the time of their lives. And for one driver, it was a massive upset. Eric Amarola entered the day 27th in points, and he leaves Loudon into the playoffs. He scored a massive upset Sunday in New Hampshire. Adam, for you personally, where does this rank in terms of surprise wins this last few years? And does this signal a bigger resurgence for Stewart Haas Racing?
Well, you said we were rolling into the Stock Car Scoop on this Sunday night, and Eric Almirola was rolling this afternoon. Well, I should say Almirolling, I guess. But, you know, New Hampshire has an occasional habit of this in general. I couldn't have told you at the beginning of the day that the top 10 would consist of guys like Almirola, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney. Blaney has done well in New Hampshire, but still, and Ross Chastain. But New Hampshire has a habit of this sometimes. Brian Vickers won there in 2013, which is still an out-of-nowhere win that I can't really place. In a sense, it just kind of doesn't feel like 2013, you got this whole list of winners. There's Brian Vickers there driving for Michael Walter Racing. But as for the last few years, you got Chris Buescher at Pocono, Austin Dillon at Texas, Eric Jones at Darlington, all these guys that kind of really came through at tracks that you would expect someone who's very good at that kind of track or that have won there a lot before to get the win. I mean, Alex Bowman at Richmond this year, he said himself, he was bad at short tracks, but Almirola's never been great at New Hampshire, but he's generally run mid-pack most of his career. The last few years, he's really picked it up. Third in 2018, 11th in 2019, 7th last year. This is kind of the culmination of that. You know, he flat out raced Ryan Blaney and Brad Keselowski for the lead. And Keselowski won there last year. Blaney's been really good there over the past few years. So, it was just his day, and New Hampshire seems to have a habit of that occasionally.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go, my man. Amarola's win stole a playoff spot with 4 races left and shook up the entire playoff field. Now, you got 2 drivers in Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin, which won 16 of the 36 races in 2020. 2 of the best drivers, hands down, most of the season. Now, this year, they're 0-22, and it's still possible that one or both could miss the playoffs. Shout out to our boss, Tom Bowles, for that tweet that I just read. In your opinion, who's the best driver left among those that are on the bubble that potentially could miss the postseason?
Well, look, we got four races left. One of them is at the Indy Road Course, which is a totally different animal for everyone, except for the few guys that raced there in Xfinity last year. Chase Briscoe won that race. We got one at Watkins Glen, and then the finale is at Daytona. There's so many unknowns here and so much opportunity for these unexpected drivers to win. You know, Daytona is the standout there, but Indy Road Course, no one's been to before in a cup car, and Watkins Glen, they haven't been to in 2 years. I do think Hamlin stays in, but I think it'll be Austin Dillon that ends up below the cut line. I'm tempted to say Harvick just because the way the season's gone, it could be a total surprise. But his consistency, I mean, he finished sixth there today, makes me want to avoid that for now. I think Tyler Reddick is really picking it up here, and he consistently has done better these last few weeks. I think he's going to jump over Austin. Hamlin and Harvick will point their way in, and Dillon's going to be the one below the cut line here. It might even be both RCR cars with how unpredictable these last few races will be. You could have Matt DiBenedetto, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daniel Suarez, Bubba Wallace getting wins at Daytona or Watkins Glen or wherever. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm very excited. We got 2 weeks of just total buildup, so I'm excited.
Well, I mean, it's like Front Stretch's Davey Siegel said on Twitter, it's a hell of a way to go into the 2 week Olympic break, huh? I mean, absolutely.
Hell of a way to go into the 2 week Olympic break, yeah.
Absolutely incredible way to head into the break. There's so many storylines that we can talk with the next 2 weeks. I'm excited.
Yeah.
However, for all the latest on this race for New Hampshire, our boy Zach Sterniolum was on ground reporting and probably still is there as we are recording this in Loudon. Check out all the latest on his Twitter at Zach Stir. Follow Adam on Twitter at Adam and Sheik. Follow me on Twitter at The Brian Nolan. Follow us on Twitter at Front Stretch. And for all the latest, check out frontstretch.com. For Adam, I am Brian Nolan. If we don't talk with you next week, as we will take a break as well, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks to preview the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series.